And I am back. My name is Brian. I am the Matrix, May 12th, year 2023. Wow, that segment one, that was a powerful, powerful message. And when I asked, when I discern, am I supposed to be the nice guy? And so I was told not to be the nice guy because people won't believe me if I'm too soft, if I'm the nice guy. So I have to be more forward and direct. And that's why I'm not going to accept to be politically correct. It doesn't matter who I'm standing in front of. It doesn't matter how weak, how powerful. It does not matter. I have to deliver the message on the level that they will understand. Most people understand a message that is delivered very blunt. They get it. Most people get it right away. But if it's just, oh, I think you should maybe consider this. Come on. No one's going to listen to you. Okay? And that's what I've, last 26 years, maybe it's the last 20 years doing radio, that's what I have discovered on my own. That people really did not listen to me because I was nice. Not only that, I was blocked. I was blocked by the dark side. My net worth should have been well over $100 million with all the patents that I have. And I only realized how they were blocking me, and I went, oh my God. What a fool I was. And then, of course, the Father says, not so. It was written for me to go through this whole experience. Okay. It doesn't make me feel better that someone has taken $100 million from me. That's what it means. Because in the Matrix, everything has to be in balance, including money. And so if someone's making billions, that means they're taken from others. It also means if they're making billions, they have to give back. That's what it means. They can't just die and have over $100 billion in their bank account and have their brother or sister take over. I mean, that doesn't work. What is the brother and sister going to do? So let's get to health. What I have learned in the last 2 weeks is just incredible. At age four, there's something that is called split personalities. And you can have 40, you can have 5, you can have 300. I had over 300. Actually, maybe close to 500. And these were entities attached to me because I forgave them. Or I did a healing on them in another incarnation I wasn't supposed to. And I took on all of their sickness. And so for the past 2 years, I've been, oh my God, I've been fighting different cancers, different people's diabetes, aneurysms, blood clots, lung disease, kidney disease, you name it. I was like every day I was at the verge of collapsing or requiring some emergency operation. And I just fought all of this on my own. And I got rid of it. But I went through hell to get rid of all of this. And as a result of me getting rid of all of this, including my obesity split personality, oh my God, it didn't matter what the heck I did, I could not lose weight. I couldn't do it. And plus, I was, I was consumed with food. I love buffets, but not anymore. I got smart. But seriously, I lost 60 pounds, and I was in a coffee shop the other day, a beautiful coffee shop in St. David's, the Junction Cafe, and St. David's, that's Niagara-on-the-Lake area. And I was there and I visited the coffee shop. I was talking to somebody and my shorts almost fell down because I lost 60 pounds. And so a lot of my clothes don't fit me anymore. And I'm not going to regain that because I got rid of the obesity split personality. And I took that on from someone else. And that's why I was able to get rid of it. And I accepted eye for eye. I forgave people, which I wasn't supposed to forgive anybody. Sometimes I would curse in my other incarnation. I cursed people, and the curse came back on me. And so I went through the matrix to learn the mistakes that I have made. Like everyone, Lady Gaga, President Joe Biden, Elon Musk, I, too, made stupid mistakes. But at the time, I didn't think they were stupid. I thought I was doing the right thing in the 100% free will in the parallel universe. I thought I was making the right decision, but I wasn't. And so now I simply, when someone really makes me upset, pisses me off, I will just let go of my anger and revenge. That's what I do. Because I know every time that I do this, I'm reprogramming myself for my next incarnation. So I'm getting rid of that debt. That situation, if someone cuts me off on the highway, almost crashes my vehicle, I let go of my anger and my revenge. So it doesn't come back again to haunt me in another incarnation. If someone does some malicious harm to me, I let go of my anger and revenge. So I don't have to repeat the same thing in another incarnation. But most important, when I let go of my anger and revenge, the matrix takes over the actual revenge against that person. So even though, let's say someone did something really malicious to me, I let go of my anger and revenge, they will come back. They are a group of people. It doesn't matter what it is. All of them will come back to go through some sort of spiritual debt, dependent on what they've done to me. So that's why you need to be able to do this. Now, for example, here, I know of a 7-year-old, a very sweet kid, and he's got about 50 split personalities, roughly, could be more. And he's going to go through diabetes, amputation, and all this. Why? Because in the original, he was a soldier and he killed 50 people. It wasn't the act of killing the 50 people. It was the fact that he accepted eye for eye. That's what he did. So through religion, he thought he was doing the right thing. Religion, with respect to eye for eye, teaches us the wrong thing. So you need to be able to let go of the eye for eye. And remember, when you make a promise, you make an oath, whatever the case is, that stays with you from one incarnation to the next until you get rid of it. Until you get rid of it. A vascular surgeon who makes a mistake and maybe causes the leg to be amputated 6 months later because it didn't heal because of the mistake. If that surgeon accepts eye for eye, they will likely come back into another incarnation and lose a limb. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to criticize, judge. No. I'm tired of that. In most cases, it's not your fault. I'm also happy in the States where all these crimes that are going on, people are just killing one another, particularly also in Toronto, too. So now they're accountable. Before, they weren't accountable. So these individuals, where they have killed someone, they will come back into another incarnation. They will have a split personality on them to go through some experience to pay the debt. But if the person they killed forgave them, then they're not going to go through the actual spiritual debt. They get away with it. So when you forgive someone, you let them off the hook. That's what religion is teaching us to do, to be in this continuous treadmill of suffering. It's because we forgive and we accept eye for eye. The whole concept of born a sinner, always a sinner, no longer exists. It's not on us anymore. That's been lifted. You are free. I've even discerned that now when the Pope comes to a country, they have to lay out all expenses for the Pope's protection, that the country that they are visiting, they can pay part of it, but the Catholic Church has to pay for most of it. That's a result of the override being lifted. This is good news. This is really good news. It doesn't make sense that we're paying for someone's protection, and meanwhile, he's got people in a church abusing people badly. And as a result of the lifting of this override, many of the priests will be facing serious illness, a lot of cancer. There's going to be a lot of cancer over the next 10 years with priests. And other religious leaders, groups, preachers, whatever, ministers, they're going to go through their karma, through disease, accident, or whatever, only because of this lifting of the override. Before they were able to pass it on to their members, now they can't do it. This is a big change. This needs to happen for us to have 1,000 years of mostly good times, good fortune. We cannot continue to go the course we are going. We would have ended up destroying this planet like a bunch of fools. We were only a bunch of fools because we were controlled. Our minds were controlled. But not anymore. We're no longer fools. So I'm saying, many of you have been born with these split personalities. And because of these split personalities, you're going to get some sort of disease, car accident, something's going to happen. Now, with most of you, it's because you forgave someone or you accepted eye for eye, you're going to get these split personalities. So what I'm saying to you, even though if you're not sick, you should still come and see me and let me check to see what you have on you. And if I can lift it, I will lift it. In some cases, the council will say, no way, because you've been such a badass. You can't be helped. But for most of you that call me, I know I'm going to be able to help you because you're going to know that this is true. Your soul will tell you now that this is true because part of this lifting of this override, you had somebody else's soul. And someone else's soul told you to stay away from me. But now you've got your own soul back. And your old soul that you got back now is going to give you a thought. Go and see Brian. It's going to happen, and you won't be able to stop it because your soul is going to say you need help. And so what I'm trying to say also is that But I have in truth the infusion of truth. We are going to be able to make better choices, better decisions for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for the country that we represent, whether you represent a single group of people in your country, or you're part of the UN and you represent many countries. You're going to be able to make better choices because you will be open to that truth. And when you have that truth, you will be able to act accordingly. I have no problems without notes addressing the UN, and I can address every country in front of me. And every member in the audience, you will be so surprised that I know what's going on. Just stand in there. And you will know that God, the Matrix, is speaking through me. And that you will know that you need to go back to your country and make it right. So I'm here to help countries, individuals, make it right. We do not need to have this high interest rate policy. It has to come down. The software program now says it has to come down. And people will know this. So I think I've had enough to say. What else do I have to say? Let me just check. The key is also, as I've been told, faith. You have to have faith. Now, faith is tricky. You know, Brian, what do you mean by faith? It's tricky to understand. But it's not so tricky to really understand if you understand how to know whether or not you have faith. In every case where a person has faith, in another incarnation, they received a blessing. They may have been with me or with someone else where they got a miracle healing, and they have that memory. You can only acquire faith through experience. You cannot acquire faith by just being a member of a church audience. You cannot, it's not possible. But yet, we're told, okay, we don't have any other incarnations. We've had many. Again, the only way that you really have faith and that you know truth is through experience. You've got to experience it. And so when I say, do you have faith? Your soul will remind you, assuming you have your soul in your body, your soul will remind you the feeling that it's possible that I could be healed. And so that's what faith is. It's having the actual experience, then believing that it's possible. That's what is faith. Taking a piece of bread and drinking wine, that's not faith. I'm trying to help you. Trying to help you. Canadians, Americans, people around the world, be appreciative. and try not to criticize and judge. And once again, do not take action against your government. Particularly with the override lifted, things are going to get better. Things are going to get really, really good. And I know I've had private discussions. People are scared of this artificial intelligence. The problem with artificial intelligence is junk in, junk out. And so in another free will universe where artificial intelligence, the technology was created, I'm talking where I knew Elon Musk in another incarnation. This was used by the dark side to control the masses and give them false information. The light's now in charge. This ain't going to happen. The light can actually change the software program and shut the whole thing down. Shut the whole thing down to the point where any information that's needed to make the software better gets shut down. No one gets that information. And this goes for all technologies. That's the power of the Council of Members. They do it. So when they tell me they're going to do something, when I'm discerning, I listen. And so you should listen. But if you want to walk around saying, oh, Brian's full of whatever, then you're going to be in for a big disappointment. A huge disappointment. And the blessings that come in this matrix for you, you will not get it, and your family will not get those blessings. So you really have to be kind with your words, with your spoken word. Some spoken words that you make cannot be undone. And actually, when you are speaking, you are reprogramming yourself for your next incarnation. So be smart. Okay, so I think I've said enough. Let me see if I've said enough. Hang on. Who wants me to say something more? Hang on, let's find out. Well, I kind of knew this, but you don't know this. But he wants me to remind all world leaders, all politicians, all scientists, all doctors, but particularly world leaders, you are not untouchable. Be careful with the actual decisions that you make, because that will follow you into your next incarnation for you to receive blessings. I don't want to see a politician leave here and get tricked by the dark side and suffer in another incarnation. Yeah, please take this seriously, because you've got no friends when you cross over. Before you had, like you did have before, you could do anything and you could get away with everything and anything, but not now. Hang on, let me just check. If you got the pendulum, you will discern that the Council of Members is very happy that I have delivered this message. So there you go. verify it, you will see that your pendulum is going to spin fast. And so I've done my job, and I'm happy I have delivered this message, and I have no intentions to offend anyone. Everyone around me, I like to see them happy. I like to see them successful. Even people who are now starting a small business, that override has been lifted, which means if they have good intent, a pure heart, their business will be successful. And so I just wish worldwide success for everybody. And I'm here to help scientists that are serious. If you don't understand something or you need something clarified, it doesn't matter what field of science, if I can help you, if I'm allowed to help you, I will do it. So my name is Brian, and we hope to do a broadcast next week, but it's not a promise, but we can only do the broadcast once I've got permission to do it. And this is going to be a heavy, heavy one. And the one student of prayers, that prayer that you've been doing, every day I've got to clear I call it a vortex. I have to clear it for you because energies are coming off you as you do the prayers. Not all of you, but a lot of you. And so that's why I say make a donation, because I'm working and I'm helping you. So remember, you only get what you give. So I'm going to let you guys go, gals go, children go, the world, President Biden, Elon Musk, Lady Gaga. I'm going to let you all go. Americans, we love you. State of Florida, I love you. You guys know that too. Gals, you know that. And until the next time we meet, thank you very much. Take care.
for flowers.